create a local improvement district to construct park improvements in the Portland Open Space Sequence Local Improvement District in partnership with the Halperin Landscape Conservancy.
All right. I understand we have some amendments. And we have our team here to explain where we are. Thank you.
Good morning. Maybe it's good afternoon now. Mayor Hales, I'm Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Joining me is Sandra Bertho from the Portland Park and Recreation. I have some amendments to offer up to you that I just passed out. So
Go ahead, please.
No worries. So I just passed out some amendments. So Portland State University asked that their LID obligation be changed to a different property. So the amendments before you would change that. We also...
Andrew, does it change the amount of their obligation?
No, does not change the amount of their obligation.
It's technical substitution.
Correct. Okay. And then the other change is, I think you all know we've made a real hard push to... get this project funded, and the additional week was very, very helpful. I'm pleased to report that we've closed the gap by 80%. We are a little bit short of our goal, and so the other amendment just reflects that we are a little bit short of what our $2,150,000 goal is for the LID. And the new amount of the LID is, so we're $119,900 short of the goal. So the new amount is $2,030,100 for the LID.
Andrew and Mayor Hales, what are our options today for closing that gap?
I would just note, Commissioner, that there is language in the ordinance that allows us to continue negotiations with property owners and to increase pending lien amounts or get new property owners to join the LID. So I'll turn it over to Sandra and see if she wants to add anything to that.
Yeah, we were just going to reduce the budget by that bit, or and as well, the Halperin Conservancy is kicking off their separate private fundraising campaign here in January, February. So I think, you know, it's very possible they may sort of close up that additional gap that way.
I'd hate to reduce the budget, Mayor. That almost sounds like lowering the river rather than raising the bridge. And this... The Conservancy has taken on a traditional government role in raising private funds to support the work of restoring what is considered the great masterwork of urban design in America. And it is a space that will be enjoyed by people who live in every corner of our city. It is, in my view, I think it will become, in time, one of the signature destinations of our city. And I know that the mayor's been on the phone, jawboning. I know that the Conservancy folks have been working hard. It would grieve me, Mayor, if today we conceded that the budget would be reduced rather than find a way to plug the gap.
Commissioner, I appreciate that sentiment. I was very clear at the last hearing that was the expectation, and I don't want community groups to think that, you know, they certainly make a great effort and then we're going to plug the gap. My understanding is we're going to continue to do the private fundraising and that we're hoping, even with value engineering, that we may be able to do the entire project. And I really do appreciate the partnership, and also we're allocating scarce system development charges, which we've already put a bunch of into this project in various other parts of the city.
Well, I have a suggestion, which is we might want to call Ms. Williams or Mr. Gregg forward, because we certainly don't want to put any sort of a chill on the effort to secure funds from additional property owners. But I also want to make sure, I think there's an expectation on the council here that failure is not an option, and that we don't want to thin the soup in what needs to be a fully funded project. So I would certainly be interested in a contingency in a request to contingency from the city to fill a remaining gap, if there is one, after the fundraising efforts now underway are carried to their conclusion. Hopefully you get to yes with those remaining property owners. But if you don't, I believe that it enough funds have been raised from private property owners here for a public purpose that a contingency request from the City Council to our contingency fund is appropriate. It doesn't have to be the whole $119,000, but maybe it'd be a portion of that. So I don't know, again, we don't want to put a damper on your efforts or send a signal that no one else needs to help. So I'm not sure quite how to articulate that other than, again, I think it's a shared belief here that we shouldn't fail, that we shouldn't tap SDCs, but that we should also back your play.
Mayor, if I may, you know, on the Vancouver and Cook LID that we brought forward about 2 years ago, we had a few loose ends that we needed to tie down, and we just went ahead and formed the ordinance, and we were able to bring back some amendments to the ordinance. So I just want to take you back to our original concern that we've been having these discussions for 3 or 4 years now. There's a lot of property ownership turnover, so it's really important to sort of lock down these pending liens. It would be very easy to come back in a couple weeks or a couple months or whatever, do an amendment to the LID formation ordinance. That would be a relatively simple exercise, and then we could amend it to the council's satisfaction.
I appreciate that at various times in our discussions, all my colleagues declare what is an issue that's near and dear to their heart, and we have a great tradition of keeping track of that. I will just say, as the prior Parks Commissioner that was involved in some of the early discussions, this issue is very near and dear to my heart, and if the record is now sufficiently clear that we're going to all work together to try to close the gap, I think we should go ahead and approve the LID and keep our options open. But I, at a time where partnership is so vital to the success of so many things we care about, I am just enormously grateful for the folks who stepped up on this project, and I want to do everything in our collective power to get to the finish line.
So could we call on Ms. Williams or Mr. Gregg or Mr. Nato to maybe come comment on where we are in this process to make sure that the other side of the partnership is clear and empowered?
And Mayor, I just have a couple of very brief housekeeping items before you vote.
Okay. So how are we doing here, gentlemen?
We have currently 30 properties in the LID, 16 property owners. At least 7 of those property owners have actually raised the amount from their original commitments. All of those were local, and our only holdout has been a union that is equity partner or equity owner in the Cyan that's based in San Francisco. And so that, of the large-scale contributions, that's the only holdout, as we've outlined to you, Mayor. And you've made the heroic effort to try to reach them, but they are not interested in playing, apparently. We're still working some other angles to try to put some pressure on them from above, but
can we
we'll
transfer
see.
The property back to Gertie Needland and have them the contribution and then and done, hold it in abeyance?
Yeah, it's really one of those questions. You know, what they asked us was, how do we justify this to our shareholders? Apparently we didn't make a successful argument.
So in a normal local improvement district, even if people, if some of the property owners are unhappy about it, if there's a certain amount of agreement, it becomes a lien. I know that you've wanted to keep this as a completely voluntary program, but I'll be asking Mr. Abbey later when he comes back, is that even an option in this part? Because in addition to my concern about other dollars needed for elsewhere, if I was a property owner who had paid up, I would be jolly miffed that somebody else didn't and then got bailed out by the city.
You want to take that?
I'm with you. Honestly. It's the great problem of the free rider, and when you're free rider in economics, when they are an asset manager, basically a bureaucrat in San Francisco, and they're planning on selling this thing in 2 or 3 or 4 years at a profit to take the profits for a perfectly legitimate pension fund cause. I mean, but they don't. Even the mayor can't persuade them that here's this project that is going to add value to the property and help them realize the profit that they want in 3 or 4 years. So I have no problem with it. But because I don't know what else we can do other than, I mean, it's really going to be time consuming if we have to start going after every small property on that list. I just don't think we've got the horsepower in our little group
so
to do it.
You said it's a union that owns the Shemsian. So I would certainly be willing, as a current union member myself, to see if we could enlist some of the. I'd like to talk to you with you about which one, because one of the principles that we have in Oregon is that there are no freeloaders and that you have to pay fair share, even if you don't want to actually be in the union. So I think that we should maybe approach it from a labor standpoint, that this is their fair share.
So perhaps making this mandatory for the remaining property owners would be the appropriate amendment for the council to consider?
That's your step. I mean, we would...
You can give us a recommendation.
Well, let me put it this way. They sit on Petty Grove Park. They have an absolute benefit from this project. So I would be in favor of doing that.
Thank you very much. I think that's what we need.
Thank you.
So sounds to me like we have an interest, at least among many of us on the council, of making this requirement mandatory on the remaining property owners.
What does that mean, Andrew, if we wanted to go that route?
So Mayor Hales, we certainly have the ability to come back and amend the ordinance after the fact. We certainly have provided the means of notification as required by city code that this hearing would be held. We did not do a mail notification because we didn't contemplate a pending lien for Cyan. But if it meets with the pleasure of the council and you want to direct an additional amendment to the amendment that I put forth to you, we can certainly do that and direct that there be an amendment.
Let me ask you a question. If we make such an amendment, and we set this over for a final vote next week, would that satisfy any procedural issues we have to worry about?
My main recommendation, Commissioner, is I don't like doing LIDs on emergency clause basis. So if you're going to set this over to the 21st, that's fine. I just would want to make...
We'd adopt the amendment
today.
Adopt the
amendment and take the vote next week.
You could do that.
Does that ensure... good process?
Yeah, you just want to make sure you have a week between making the amendment and doing the final vote.
Or we could just pass it today, and then with the direction, please explore this, and we can come back and amend it.
You would pass the amendment today, but then you would take the vote 1 week from today.
Okay.
Amend it now.
Mayor, why don't you make an amendment?
I move that we make that amendment imposing the LID obligation on the remaining property owner or owners as needed to close the gap.
And then I need Karen or Bob to remind me what the property address is in question.
Property address. We'll get that.
I'll second the amendment.
Get that and add it to the record. Okay. So I understand everybody's clear on the intent here that we will add that remaining property owner to the LID by this action.
Correct. And we're doing that today, right, and taking a vote?
The amendment today. We'll adopt the amendment today, and it will come back for final action next week.
Okay. So I want to just walk through my memo so everything is clear here. So we're going to do the Cyan amendment. We are going to keep I'm looking at page 2 of my staff memo dated December 13th. We're going to keep item number 1. We're not going to keep item number 2.
Right, because it's going to go up.
Right. And then we are going to keep item number 3. Yep. We're not going to keep item number 4.
Right.
Number 5 is the map, and so we're going to further update the map to reflect the Cyan property being shown in Exhibit B. So Exhibit B, rather than being replaced with what's attached here, will be replaced by another updated map that will include the Cyan property. And then... Exhibit C, the item number 6 will no longer apply because the budget will still be $2,150,000. Item number 7 on my memo, we are going to keep the first part that talks about 310 Southwest Lincoln Street going away and being replaced with 1600 Southwest 4th Avenue for PSU. The second sentence is amended to say that we will strike the additional petition support, and I will provide a new Exhibit E reflecting these amendments. And then Exhibit F, item number 8 stays. And then we are going to keep item number 9 in my memo. So I didn't mean to take up so much your time, but I wanted the record to be clear.
That was a tour de force.
So Commissioner Commissioner Fish moves, and I second that package of technical amendments that are necessary
we'll
to make
the other
this
amendment.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's vote, please, on the amendments as just reviewed, and then we'll see if anyone wants to testify on this item.
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Fritz, thank you for suggesting a very artful compromise here. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, so anything further that we need
to do? Yeah, so really quick. I know you've had a really long day, but I promised Wells Fargo I would do this. So this is not reflected in the ordinance, but Wells Fargo wanted to make it really clear that their intent was to satisfy their obligation in such a way that it wasn't passed through their tenants. So there will be a follow-up where the city attorney will approve as to form an agreement that I've drafted with Wells Fargo. I won't get into all the technical details, but they're going to provide the funding for the LID in such a way that doesn't get passed on to the tenants. What I really want to point out is the incredible generosity of Wells Fargo, because what Wells Fargo said in their letter, and you have a copy of this dated December 6th, is that even if council for some reason were not to pass this LID, that the city of Portland could keep their $175,700 contribution and use it for another purpose to be mutually negotiated between the city of Portland and Wells Fargo. So that certainly appears to be a moot item right now, but I just really wanted to point out how collaborative Wells Fargo has been.
Great.
And then last but not least, and this concludes my remarks, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that we have two council members here for whom this will be their last LID vote. And I just simply wanted to point out that assuming that Southwest 47th Avenue LID gets approved in January, that this will be the 10th local improvement district that we have moved forward in the past 4 years. And I particularly wanted to recognize Mayor Hales and Commissioner Saltzman, who redesigned the LID process prior to my tenure. I just don't think we could have contemplated that someday we'd be using an LID to fund park improvements. So I really wanted to acknowledge that, as well as Commissioner Fish for nominating me for this LID, and Commissioner Fritz for your confidence in moving this forward, and Commissioner Novick, your steadfast support for LIDs over the past 4 years. So if you have any other questions, I'm happy to answer them, but otherwise I think you're ready to take a vote next week on the ordinance as amended.
Okay, anyone want to testify today before we do?
I did have, Mr. Johnson, Charles Johnson.
I don't believe he's here. Andrew, thank you very much. Back at you. You know, the good policy making that gets done here is supported by professionals that make that possible. So thank you.
Thank you
very much.
I just have a question for the add the remaining property. Was that updated in the memo too, or is that separate amendment?
Carla, I'm going to send you an updated memo.
It was updated in the memo.
Okay.
Yeah, I will send you an updated memo that will reflect it.
The attorney has a question.
Okay, so there were two. It was a separate motion, though, so it will be in the future memo, so they don't need to vote again. I guess I had two motions: one to adopt the technical memo, and one to add the remaining.
So let's make that as well, just to be emphatic.
Yeah, I think we have adopted the technical memo, but not the actual addition. So let's vote on the addition, then,
thank
please.
You.
And that's the same motion by the mayor and second by Fish.
Correct.
Okay, Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Virtuous unions that I know would be very supportive of this LID. Thank you. Aye.
Aye.
Hales.
This may be a case where we're making someone wealthier over their objections, but it's the right thing to do. Aye.
So we have one more matter.
Thank you all for good work. This comes back on second reading for simply a roll call vote next week. It's done. Thank you.